Verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I'll keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. They need to go on a diet, these critics that we have today, and they may die of heart trouble. So what we need to do is stay close to the Word of God. It's good for your heart. It's marvelous for heart trouble, the Word of God. Verse 73, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Now, God made us. He knows what we need. We need his word. And that's what the psalmist is asking for here. I noticed that some of the automobile dealers and the makers of automobiles says, take your car to the dealer. He's the one that knows it. We made it. We know how to fix it. Well, that, I guess, is pretty good advice. So you take yourself to the Lord. He made you, and come to his word. He knows what's good for you. Verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I've preached on that many times. You know, the word of God is up yonder in heaven. That's where the original copy is. I believe in the plein air verbal inspiration of that copy. And I think I got a pretty good copy of it right down here, by the way. And the word of God is settled in the heavens. Heaven and earth may pass away, but he's up in the heavens where he is. It'll never pass away. And then verse 97, oh, how love I thy law. It's my meditation all the day. Do you love the word of God? And then verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I used to tell the young folk in class when I was teaching Bible synthesis and we'd come to this psalm, I'd always tell him, I said, don't you ever give me that verse. I have more understanding than all my teachers. I said, when you do that, you're going to get an F in the course. Now, will you notice verse 105 is one that many of you have heard all your lives. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then verse 113, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. How much time do you spend reading the newspaper, reading trash in comparison to what you spend reading the Bible? He says, I hate vain thoughts. If you spend time with the Word of God, the day will come when you'll not be interested in a lot of this trash. Verse 126, it's time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. And I feel like that's a good prayer for today. I pray this prayer, Lord, the world's forgotten you and's forgotten your word. And help us get it out today and make the world conscious of your word.